You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And I'm honored and blessed to say that thousands and thousands of people listen to this program right here in the Kansas City and surrounding areas, as well as all across the country via the internet. We consistently discuss several core categories, such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, how to find the right senior care community that would meet your exact needs, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We're actually going to touch on that today. We review many, many critical legal issues involving elder law. So we have a lot of elder law attorney and estate planning attorneys here on the program. We also discuss the really important issue of how to care for the caregiver. You have to take care of yourself so that you can provide care for the people that you love so much. So whether you're listening on the radio, streaming us online, or listening to the podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for tuning in today and being here. I really, really appreciate you. You can reach us on our toll-free number at any time. I'm 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online. The website is Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And be sure to connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. We just use those two platforms. We do a lot of communications through that, so you don't want to miss out. All right. I am really excited about today's program. I have a special guest and friend in studio. His name is Mark Squires. His nickname is the Medicare Whisperer. So we're going to talk about all things Medicare today with Mark Squires. And Mark, thanks for being my guest here today on Senior Care Live.
Steve, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for inviting me in.
You bet. You bet. So, all right. So look, if your nickname is the Medicare Whisperer, then you have to know your stuff.
It's been said.
No, and I know you do. I really know you do. So I'm just really looking forward to some of the things that we're going to be getting into today, because frankly, you know, Medicare is super, super confusing. I think it's ridiculous that it has to be this confusing. My mom calls me all the time, and she's sharp, and she pretty much gets the stuff, but she gets kind of tripped up on the Part D and some of the, you know, some of the differences in cost and formularies and all that. We'll get into all that, but let's just start with Medicare 101. What is Medicare?
Medicare is health insurance, single-payer health insurance for people who are over the age of 65 or who have been on Social Security disability income for more than 24 months.
Okay, so Social Security disability for over 24 months, and you could be a lot older. I know a lot of people who are disabled in their 40s and 50s, and after you're disabled for 24 months, then you could qualify for Medicare.
I have a client who is in her early 20s.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And so if you've been on SSDI for 24 months, then you automatically qualify for Medicare. For today's conversation, I think we'll stay with the 65 plus market, because there's some anomalies with the disability coverage that we probably don't have time to cover here today.
Yep. So definitely. We'll stick with 65 plus. And so let's get into some of the letters. I've heard it referred to many times as alphabet soup and all of this. So, and it's darn confusing. So let's start off with A. What is Medicare Part A?
That's the easy part of Medicare. Now, Steve, have you ever seen an A-frame house?
Yeah. I love them, actually. I think they're really cool.
They really are beautiful.
Yeah.
I used to have one right behind me that I used to enjoy looking at from the back deck. That's a building. Pretty simple so far. Remember, anytime you're receiving continuous care inside of a building, such as a hospital, a rehab center, or skilled nursing facility, or even your home, in some cases, it is covered by Medicare Part A. Now, Medicare Part A, if you remember back when, you know, we were young in 30s and 40s and 50s, and we looked at our paycheck stub and it said on there Medicare. And we thought, well, why am I paying for this insurance? I have my other insurance. Well, guess what? When you get to age 65, you qualify for Medicare Part A, and most people do not pay a premium for Medicare Part A. It's inpatient coverage, hospitalization, and there's no premium due for most people.
And now, do you just automatically get it when you're 65?
Most people do automatically if they sign up for Social Security. Everything is triggered on Social Security, so you can go sign up for Medicare Part A at Medicare.gov or SSA.gov. You can sign up for Part A only, and you should do that at age 65, regardless of what other health insurance you have. You should do that.
Okay, that's right, because if you're still working, Medicare ends up, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but Medicare ends up being your co-insurance or your supplemental insurance.
It can. It depends on the size of the company you
sometimes
work for.
Yeah.
If your company has more than 20 employees, Medicare is going to be usually in the secondary spot to the regular health insurance. If it's a company with 20 or fewer employees, then Medicare is most likely primary.
Is the primary. Okay. And I've worked with several clients who senior care consulting, and they had coverage through, you know, the police department or through a job. And maybe they were still working, and both spouses were on that, and Medicare was the secondary. So that makes sense on that. Okay. So we've covered Medicare Part A, and you've been paying for that out of a little bit out of every paycheck for, you know, a few decades, and you get it. Okay, so now I think we're getting into more complexities, and I think more misunderstood areas. What is Medicare Part B?
Well, I like to use the A-frame house. I've never thought of a good way to actually remember what Part B covers, other than if you be sick, you need it. And there are basically two parts to Medicare Part B. There's preventive, and there's diagnostic or treatment.
Okay.
So Part B covers 100% of preventive services, such as an annual wellness exam, a well woman or well man checkup, vaccinations such as flu shot, pneumonia shot, hepatitis B shot, abdominal aortic aneurysm screening, just because that's really fun to say.
Really? Okay.
There's 24 categories that Medicare will pay. The gotcha on the preventive side is the colonoscopy. Just what everybody wants to talk about on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
If you go in for your colonoscopy and the gastroenterologist finds absolutely nothing, that is preventive and it's covered at 100%.
Okay.
If they find anything, it is now diagnostic and it's subject to the other part of Medicare Part B, which is diagnostic or treatment. In that side of Medicare Part B, now pay attention to this, folks. The deductible currently for Medicare Part B is $183 a year. $183 a year. That's your deductible. That's the part that comes out of your pocket before Medicare comes in. And once you've met that deductible, everything else for the rest of the calendar year is 80-20. Medicare is going to pay 80% of their contract rate, and they're going to ask you to pay 20% of the contract rate. Now, we're not going to get into balance billing because, frankly, there aren't a whole lot of providers in the Kansas City market who do balance billing.
Okay.
So I'm not going to really camp there. But one of the anomalies or one of the things to look out for in Medicare Part B is that 20% coinsurance, there's no lid on that. There is no out-of-pocket maximum for the patient. Not to scare anybody, but simple math says $1 million cancer claim, and they do exist.
Yep.
That means the patient would be on the hook for $200,000.
And there's the no lid part of it. So the way to think of that is, you know, when you're working and you're on maybe a company health plan and you have there's a copay and there's a deductible, but there's usually some maximum on that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll pay 100% over that. Part B does not have a cap.
It does not have a cap. And we have ways of fixing that. But if you just have Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B, then there is no limit to what you will pay for expenses for healthcare purposes.
Okay, and so I want to talk about how you resolve that issue after the break. But we still have a couple of minutes before our first break, so let's skip over C. We'll circle back to that, and let's jump forward to Part D. What is Medicare Part D?
It is the only thing in 16 years of doing this that I found where the letter matches what it covers.
That's
right. And D stands for?
Drug.
Pills, that's right. D stands for drugs. Yeah. And starting in 2005, Congress said, if you are on Medicare, you are required by law to have prescription drug coverage. We've had all the upset about the mandate in the Affordable Care Act. My Medicare people have been dealing with it for 12 years.
Yeah.
Now there's four ways to do that. You can have VA, you can have employer coverage, you can have union coverage, or Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage. Any way you look at it, you have to have drug coverage, even if you're not taking medications. And we have ways of doing that for a fairly low rate, monthly premium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, we're short on time, I think, on this segment. But we'll get into that. But generally what I do is, if you're not taking any medications, let's go find the lowest cost plan and keep you legal.
That's right. And, my mom had a plan in the area of maybe 15 or 20 bucks a month.
Yeah.
I think I kind of crept up to maybe 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but it covers the same thing the $15 plan was. So she flipped back to the $15 mm-hmm. plan, and she's pretty happy, saved a few bucks there. So, after the break, and again, I can't believe how fast one segment goes here. I want to talk about, what if you don't think that you need Part D, and then later on you're like, yeah, I think maybe I need to get that. Can you, just a yes, no, can you add Part D later on after the fact?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But there's a catch to that, and that catch is, you'll have to wait till after the break to hear that. How's that as a teaser?
I love that. Okay. I'll stay for the segment.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. To make changes to your Medicare coverage, you must wait until the open enrollment period at the end of the year. This statement is A, true, B, false, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. A real live person will answer the phone, even if you call in the middle of the night. Feel free and help yourself, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, this program streams live to any electronic device. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it will stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It really and truly is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To make changes in your Medicare coverage, you must wait until the annual election period. A lot of people refer to that as the open enrollment, but technically you must wait until the annual election period at the end of the year. This statement is A, true, B, false, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. And the answer is C. It is C. As with many things in healthcare, it depends. So I'm going to defer to Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, to solve this now.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, Mark, so everyone thinks you have to wait till the end of the year, but it kind of depends. So go ahead and explain that.
Well, there are 43 different scenarios whereby a person can change during the
43?
Year. 43? I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on each one, so get a good cup of coffee,
yeah,
folks.
Okay.
We're going to be here.
Good. I didn't know there were 43.
43 different scenarios. And I'm holding this up to the microphone, folks. Can you see it? So you can see it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many pages are here, but there are 43 different scenarios. I will not cover all of those. Actually, if you go to my website, www.wisechoicesfinancial.com, and click on the radio offer button in the upper right-hand corner, I've put this chart out there for people to see if they want to look at it. And folks, it's not a squeeze page. I'm not going to try to get your email address so I can market to you. It's a free resource. Go there, click on it, and enjoy. If you can actually enjoy reading about 43 different scenarios. So the annual election period typically begins October 15th and lasts until December 7th every year under current law. Now that applies specifically and only to Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare prescription drug plan coverage. Okay? So here's a couple of the exceptions which are common to the Senior Care Live listeners. If you're a qualified recipient of low-income subsidy or what we call Social Security Extra Help for prescription drug costs, you have an unlimited election period, meaning you can make changes at any time of the year.
I had no idea that you could do that.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
If you become disqualified from receiving low-income subsidy, then you have a one-time opportunity to make a change within a Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan. If you become eligible for or lose Medicaid benefits, if you're eligible, you have an unlimited election period. If you lose Medicaid benefits, then you have a one-time opportunity to make a change.
Okay.
If you enter or exit a skilled nursing facility, you have a 60-day window to make changes to your Medicare Advantage or prescription drug coverage. So if you enter a skilled nursing facility or a loved one enters a skilled nursing facility, you have a 60-day window to make a change. Let's say that they're in that skilled nursing facility for 60, 70 days and you've made a change and they're going to get out and you want to make a change again. You can do that. If you enter, reside in, or exit a nursing home, you also have a 60-day window to make changes to your Medicare Advantage or prescription drug coverage. Now, I could go on and on and on. There's 43 different scenarios, and you can even make special appeals to Medicare if you know how to do it, and you may add 44 and 45 to that. Now, I always go back to my core belief, and that is there is no such thing as one size fits all in the wonderful world of Medicare. One of the best things you can do is reach out to me at 816-841-9141 or through the website www.wisechoicesfinancial.com. I will gladly help you navigate this maze. And, folks, there is never a charge for a Medicare consultation in my office, ever. There never has been, even if they make it legal, which it isn't legal now.
Yep.
and I don't look good in orange jumpsuits, so I'm not going to break the law. But even if it becomes legal to charge a consulting fee for Medicare, I will not do that. I don't believe in it.
All right, so the myth is that you have to wait to the end of the year, the annual election, annual election period. I mark forever, I'm going to call it the open enrollment period. But
you can call it the open enrollment period if you want to.
That's October 15th through December the 7th. So that's the myth. But the fact is that you do not. There are 40-some 43. Instances, 43
Richard
instances.
Richard Petty's number.
Okay, perfect. where that is just, that's not true. And that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. So if you heard Mark Squires, he's the president of Wise Choices Financial. Let me give you his contact information. He does offer free consultations, just like I do. It's the right thing to do.
It is.
You meet with people. This is a real personal business. I'm dealing with a little different. We're dealing with the same families, just different issues.
Right.
But reach out to Mark Squires. He does a fantastic job. I'm going to tell a story, maybe embarrass you here in a minute. But 816-841-9194.
9141.
My dyslexia kicked in. I haven't had enough coffee.
We could call that number and see who answered.
Let's not do that. All right. Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer at Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141. All right. My dyslexia kicked in there. Or you could also visit online wisechoicesfinancial.com. All right. So, and the the exception that I see frequently is when I'm working with families who maybe an individual's moving from home, and he or she may be a permanent resident in the nursing home, and they're wanting to get out of their Advantage plan and just roll back to traditional Medicare Part A, Part B, and get a supplement plan. So that's the one that I see frequently. But all right, let's get back to Part D. So let's say you're 65 and you say, I don't need that Part D. And then say, I don't know, a few years later, maybe I should sign up for that. Can you still do that?
Oh, you sure can. Within certain limitations, you can just decide in July you're going to enroll.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we do is we try to figure out a way to prop one of those 43 special election period windows open for people.
Yeah.
But you can. But here's the gotcha. Remember I said earlier that Congress said starting in 2005, if you're on Medicare, you have to have drug coverage. Well, you can do that. But if you don't sign up when you're first eligible, at that point, the penalty clock starts. And the penalty is defined as 1% of the national average Medicare Part D premium multiplied times the number of months the Medicare beneficiary did not have qualified prescription drug coverage.
Hmm.
So that's about 34 cents a month. Multiply that times a couple of years, and that penalty lasts forever. Every month, you're going to pay that late enrollment penalty.
So you could pay an extra 20, 30 bucks a month.
Yes.
Well, depending on how far out you wait.
Yes.
But it 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks a month on top of your 20 or 30 or $40 a month. And so you could double your price just by delaying a few years.
At least once or twice a month, I see that scenario.
Oh, my. All right. So for our listeners, did you know that? I would guarantee the vast majority of our listeners did not know that if you do not sign up for Part D, when you're 65, and if you do it at a later date, there is a penalty that lasts forever. Call Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, 816-841-9141. We'll have a whole lot more about Medicare right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, we have podcasts of every single episode of Senior Care Live. I'll guarantee you there are people right now saying, oh, wow, what did he say? And I wish I could hear that again, or I wish I could share the information with my brother, sister, husband, friend, neighbor, someone at church, etc. No worries at all. Just after the fact, give us a couple of days, first part of the week, maybe Monday, Tuesday. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and there you'll see all the different broadcasts and the date of the broadcast, and then a real quick summary of what was discussed. It really is that simple, and feel free to help yourself. All right, my special guest today, Mark Squires. He's the president of Wise Choices Financial here in Kansas City. They call him the Medicare Whisperer because this man knows his business. So if we're getting your attention, you want answers, you're interested in a free consultation, Mark does a phenomenal job with his clients. That's why his business is booming, and he has lots and lots of personal referrals from existing clients. Reach out to Mark at 816-841-9141. So that's 816-841-9141. You could also go online at wisechoicesfinancial.com. And Mark, before we get into this next segment, I just wanted to share a quick story. We're friends on Facebook.
We are.
And I see you all the time. Hey, I have a sweet elderly client and she has a minor roof issue. I need a referral to someone who will do a good job at a reasonable price. And it's kind of a small job. And so someone who's okay with that.
Right.
And then people will write back, well, I'd recommend this person. I recommend that. I see you doing that all the time. It has nothing to do with Medicare, but you just have a good personal relationship with your clients. And that's why they love you, by the way. And that's why they refer you, because this really is more than just selling a Medicare supplement or a Medicare plan. It's a true relationship. So So hats off to you. And I just think that's awesome. The way you conduct your business.
You know, I tell my staff that, we deal with our clients' money and we deal with their health. And if we're not willing to take the time to touch their heart, we have no business dealing with their money or their health. I don't really view my business as a business. I view it as a community. And so I know you. If I have somebody that contacts me and says, I'm going to have to put mom in a facility, who can help me with this? Well, that is not my expertise.
Yeah.
But I can say, I know a man. I know him personally. He's a good man. He's ethical, has a good family. His name is Steve Kuecker, and I can make that referral over to you. And I can walk away from that feeling very good about what's going to happen with my client.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that. Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. He's president of Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141, or online at wisechoicesfinancial.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, Mark. So let's get into a major issue that is probably not even near the radar of most people in our community, maybe throughout the entire country. It's the issue of medical ID theft. So let's talk about that.
You know, ID theft is on everybody's mind. If you're a talk radio listener, and I'm pretty sure most of our listeners are.
Yep.
If you watch certain networks on cable, you're hearing and seeing spots constantly for a certain product that is an ID theft protection and recovery product.
Some of those commercials, I love them. I'm just a monitor, you know.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I want to go to that bank.
Yeah. I love some of those commercials. They're funny, but they're not really funny.
You know, we have not seen one of those set in a doctor's office. And yet, according to every study that's been done, whether it's Kaiser Foundation, there's numerous organizations that look into identity theft. Medical ID theft is on the rise. In fact, a prominent nearly nationwide insurer had 70 million medical records stolen a couple of years ago. I won't name the insurer because neither you or I can afford the lawsuit.
Yeah. But I heard about it on the news all over the place.
Everybody did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Medical identity theft, it occurs when someone steals your personal information, like your name, social security number, or Medicare number. And they use that to obtain medical care. They buy drugs. They submit fake billings to Medicare in your name. Medical identity theft can disrupt your life. It can damage your credit rating, and it also wastes taxpayer dollars. More importantly, Steve, the damage can be life-threatening to you if the wrong information ends up in your personal medical records. There's some things that you really need to do, and this is a proactive thing. I'm sure many of you go out walking your dog, you carry a big stick with you because you're proactive in protecting yourself from some critter that might come try to attack you.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. There's critters out there, and they're trying to attack you by way of your medical records. So you need to deter. You need to deter and protect your personal information. Guard your Medicare and Social Security numbers. Treat them like you would treat your credit cards. And we're going to talk about the Medicare cards here in just a minute. Be suspicious of anyone who offers you free medical equipment or services, then request your Medicare number. If it's free, they don't need your number. Don't let anybody borrow or...
That's right, because if it's free, they're not going to be billing Medicare, so it doesn't even make sense. But they're getting you excited about something, and then, boom, there's the hammer. I need your number.
Yeah, I want it. I want it. I want that free back brace.
Yep.
Don't let anyone borrow or pay to use your Medicare ID card. That's one I was kind of chuckle at, because I know too many of my clients... I have to ask them two or three times to look at their Medicare card. No, you told us not to. If your Medicare card is lost or stolen, report it right away. Call Social Security. Go online. They're right there, Social Security. And you can get a replacement card, but they can also put flags on your record. Watch out for common fraud schemes. Walk away from someone who approaches you in parking lots or shopping centers or other public areas and offers free services or groceries or those types of things in exchange for your Medicare number. And believe it or not, that does happen. hang up the phone if somebody calls you claiming to be conducting a health survey or ask for your Medicare number. If somebody knocks on your door and says, hey, I just wanted to make sure you got your new Medicare and you handbook. Medicare, and thankfully, those are our taxpayer dollars. They do not send people out door to door to hand out books. They mail them to you. The post office goes everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let anybody borrow your Medicare card. I don't know why you would do that. It's illegal. And again, that's prison time.
Well, that'd be like, hey, can I, I don't have one, so can I borrow your driver's license so I can drive down to the whatever? And you can't do that either.
Right.
Most of this is just common sense, but oh well.
Well, uncommon sense, I guess, for in some cases.
Yeah.
Again, telemarketers, they pretend to be from Medicare or Social Security. They ask for payment or information over the phone or internet. Just no. The answer is no. And if somebody's calling you saying that you owe something, that's fine. Find out who the organization is, hang up, and call the organization back. And then defend yourself. Check your medical bills, those Medicare summary notices, the explanation of benefits. I know it's a hassle. I know it. And most of us, we take the EOBs, they come in the mail. If we open them, we set them aside to look at one of these days. And one of these days comes about every 2 months, and then we put it in another pile for one of these days and another pile for one of these days till we finally shred them, I hope.
Yep.
Check your credit reports. You know, if you're charged for medical services, a bill comes in the mail you don't understand, don't pay it. In fact, if it comes in the mail and you don't understand it, call me. We'll help you wade through it. I have a staff member, a part-time staff member. That is her job, to help people look at these odd medical bills and make sure they get resolved.
And with all this automated medical billing,
yes,
billing errors happen very frequently. I had a client. She called me a couple of months later after she placed her husband in the nursing home. She got about a $12,000 bill. Now it's about $15,000. And she freaked out because not planning on that. Well, it was a billing error. It should have gone to Medicare. So, but billing errors, I mean, it's a frequent occurrence.
Happens all the time. And, what a lot of people don't realize is there are a little over 63,000 medical billing codes, including one for catching on fire while water skiing. I wonder how fast that person was going.
Pretty fast.
So back to the serious stuff here. You know, here's the thing. If you spot something unusual or questionable charges, contact your provider. Call my office. We'll be happy to help you. It may just be a mistake. More often than not, it is. And your doctor's not evil. They're not trying to steal money from you. If the provider can't deal with it, well, call Medicare. They'll help you with it. If you suspect Medicare fraud, contact the Department of Health and Human Services, the Office of Inspector General. They're very nice people if you're reporting things. If you're on the other side of that, they're probably not so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you think somebody is misusing your personal information, contact the Federal Trade Commission. Some things you can do very proactive. If you're on Medicare, go to mymedicare.gov and sign up for the Medicare Blue button. Instead of waiting 90 to 180 days to get your Medicare summary, it's live at the Medicare Blue button. All you have to do is create an account or sign in if you have one. Click on the blue button, download my data link. It's right there in the middle of the page. And it's about as close to live as you can get.
And if someone is 70 or 80 and this is too much for them as far as going online,
sure,
ask your grandchild to come over and they could set this thing up in about 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, it's true. I've often thought I should hire a grandchild.
You're not 70 or 80, though.
I'm not 70 or 80, and if my IT guy's listening, I'm probably in big trouble.
Yeah.
he's not young enough to be my grandchild. Another thing, you all keep a calendar. I know I do. About every 4 months, put a little note there to go out to www.annualcreditreport.com. No other website, folks. Annualcreditreport.com. That's the only place to truly get a free credit report. And then... Every 4 months, download one of those credit reports and see if there's something on it that you don't recognize. And if there is, then you need to contact that credit bureau immediately. If you have ID theft protection, call the company and ask specifically how they monitor for and, most importantly, how they repair medical ID theft. And if you don't have ID theft protection, call me at 816-841-9141 and I'll help you get one set up right away.
All right. Thanks for that information. And after the break, we're going to continue with a whole lot more about Medicare. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. My guest in studio today, Mr. Mark Squires. He's the president of Wise Choices Financial. They call him the Medicare Whisperer. So if you have Medicare questions, reach out to Mark and his team. They do a fantastic job. Let me give you the phone number here, 816-841-9141. That's 816-841-9141. You could also log on online at wisechoicesfinancial.com, wisechoicesfinancial.com. And, Mark, do you work with folks from Kansas and Missouri?
I'm licensed in 12 states.
12
states. Kansas and Missouri happen to be two of those.
Okay. All right. So you've got the whole metro covered. And
I do.
You have a Missouri number, but that's just a number.
That's just a number.
just a number. All right. All right. Excellent. So I love the whole I think most people are concerned about financial or just identity theft related to financial. They're going to get my bank account. Sure. But most people don't think about, well, you go into the side door or the back door with your medical ID theft.
And it's absolutely true. People don't think about it. In fact, a couple of years ago, my wife works for the VA. She's a nurse, and they had a medical breach there and an ID breach with the employees. And so they were contacting all of the employees, and it wasn't just Kansas City. It was system-wide, but they were contacting the employees saying, hey, you need to take care of this, look into this. We just finished that segment, but I do want to let people know on my Wise Choices Financial Facebook page, I have posted a link to information that we talked about with the medical identity theft. So if they want to go to Facebook and Wise Choices Financial page, that information is there.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And then, so back to Medicare, and we kind of glossed over Medicare Part C. We didn't gloss over it. We skipped over it to come back. So, we don't have a whole lot of time, but, talk about Medicare Part C. What is that?
It's the Medicare Advantage Program. And the Medicare Advantage Program is an insurance policy that is part of Medicare. It's regulated by CMS or by Medicare. And there's five different kinds. We won't get into that. Most people know the HMOs and the PPOs. There are three other kinds that are kind of unique to their own situation. Mm-hmm. But it is an insurance policy. Now, this is not a Medicare compliance statement, folks, but I have one of my clients who lives in Leawood. She's retired as a billing coordinator for a large physicians group. And she tells me that, in her opinion, C stands for copays. Now, that's not bad. That's not a bad thing, but it's C stands for copays.
Right.
All insurance, Steve, exists for one purpose, and that is to keep from being financially devastated if the worst happens.
Mm-hmm.
And a Medicare Advantage plan does that. Remember, we said there was no cap to the Part B coinsurance of 20%.
Yep.
Well, a Medicare Advantage plan will put a cap on that, anywhere from about $4,500 to about $10,000, depending on the plan in our area. Now, other parts of the country have different numbers. I'm speaking about Kansas City, the metro, the seven-county area. So that's a good way to mitigate that. They typically have low premiums, but what you're trading off is copays for virtually every non-preventive service. So again, they're not bad. They're not good. They are what in some cases are appropriate for the person who is shopping for a Medicare plan. But here's the best way to remember that. I like the C stands for copays, but if you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, you are hiring an insurance company to administer your Medicare for you. Medicare is no longer primary. That Medicare Advantage plan is what is paying the bill. So you are subject to the terms and conditions of that Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay. And, I think the carrot or the attraction is that it's generally low cost, sometimes no cost. But guess what? It falls short in when it's time to use it and you need the coverage. It falls short sometimes. It's a general statement, and many times there are pretty good sized copays. And then we did gloss over the supplement insurance. So Part B pays the 80%. And then how do you pay the other 20%? So that's through a Medicare supplement plan, like a Part F, a Part G. I think my mom has a Part F.
Yeah, F plan or G plan are the two very, very popular ones. With the new MACRA rule, again, Medicare geeky stuff here, but starting January 1st, 2020, nobody new to Medicare can purchase an F plan or a C plan. So the last couple of years, my industry has been migrating people more toward the G plan. So we've seen F plan premiums increase in some cases rather dramatically, while G plan premiums have gone down. There's 11 different Medicare supplement plans. If you're a person who can write a check for, you know, $2,500 to $3,000 for medical care without getting heartburn, you might want to look at something called a high deductible F. Now, they're a little quirky. You have to understand them, and I'm pretty good at explaining them, but you know, it just depends. You can't look at this and say one size fits all, and just because, you know, your neighbor's aunt's bridge partner's nephew's mother-in-law bought this doesn't necessarily mean it's right for you. You have to look at this from a holistic standpoint. What's your lifestyle? What's your budget? What are your goals? And importantly, also, what is your health like?
And, you know, my mom is only 74, and I would say she's a young 74, but she was in the hospital 8 days, two of them ICU. She had an extensive 5-hour surgery. It was a big deal. I didn't see the final bill. We're talking, I'm sure, several hundred thousand dollars by the time that was over with. She has A, of course, she has B, she has Part F. She pays a couple hundred dollars a month premium. She doesn't like that. But guess how much she paid at the end of that whole hospital stay?
Zero.
Zero.
Well, maybe for the parking.
Not a penny. I paid for the parking.
Oh, you're a good son.
So that's an example where, yeah, she grumbles. She doesn't like writing the check. It's kind of expensive every month. But like you said, her exposure is about $2,400 a year.
That's it. Yeah. And if it's Sunday night.
So she'll take that.
If it's Sunday night, she's having chest pain. She's not going to stop and think about how much is the ambulance going to cost. She's going to say, call 911.
Yeah, 911. There you go. All right. So let's talk about Medicare cards. We have some new Medicare cards.
Oh, this is probably the most exciting thing to hit Medicare in I don't know how long. In August of 2014, Congress did something. And we'll just stop there and think about that. They said, hey, we just talked about medical identity theft.
Yeah.
You know, Social Security, don't give your Social Security number to anybody. Federal FTC says, don't give your Social Security number to anybody. Medicare says, we'll hide it with a letter. Nobody will know.
Yeah, I always thought that was crazy. It's your Social Security number with an A on it.
Or maybe a B or a D or a C.
Yeah, right.
Finally, Congress said, hey, Medicare, you can't do that anymore.
Good.
So starting April 1st, 2018... Everybody's not on April 1st, but beginning and over the course of about a year, everybody who's on Medicare is going to get a new card with a brand new number that is not their Social Security number. Everybody say yay.
Well, so if we had like the big angelic sounder, I'd go hallelujah, hallelujah, right? Because I mean that's some common sense, right? I mean, come on. So, but hey, at least it's getting done.
Common sense in the federal government.
Well, I know.
This is live radio, folks.
You can't always do that. And then, Mark, I can't believe it. We only have just literally a few seconds left. Medicare and nursing home costs.
Plain and simple, Medicare does not pay for custodial care. It's not going to pay. It may well pay for medical treatment if you're in custodial care, but if you are a resident of a nursing home, Medicare is not going to pay for the room and board or the fine folks there who are going to assist you day to day.
Period. Yep. So I've done myth versus fact segments on that in the past. So thanks for wrapping that up. Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. Reach out to Mark at Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141. That's 816-841-9141. You can also go online to wisechoicesfinancial.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I can't believe how fast the hour went, but really appreciate all your input and all of your excellent information.
Steve, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for trusting me to be on your show.
You bet. My pleasure. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day tuning in to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.